give back, you know.
The Ritz-Carlton Celebration Arts this year is going to be held Easter weekend, starting on Friday morning, the 30th. Friday and Saturday, of course, it's March 29th, actually, and 30th, right?
30 and 31.
Correct. Okay.
Sorry.
And it's going to be happening, of course, at the Ritz-Carlton. And, boy, is it going to be wonderful. Now, over the years, you've learned a lot, and it kind of started, I don't know if it was ever small, but you've continued to grow and grow and grow to the point where last year you decided to do the after party, which normally was going to be in the afternoon, you know, in the evening at the lobby.
Lobby, correct.
And it just kind of outgrew the lobby.
Absolutely, yes. And we wanted to feature these entertainers and have more people attend. And the lobby was a little bit too confining, although the party atmosphere was great. We decided to move it into the salon ballrooms, which allows us to put some nice, comfortable furniture, and everybody can relax. And now we have a bigger stage. And
a great sound system.
Absolutely.
And the lights.
Yes, the lights. Yeah. And it's lights, camera, action, dance, go for it. It's hula and music at its best.
Yeah, and so this is really quite a production number. And I am just blown away by the musicians you got in for this. This is like a major show with just the musicians alone, let alone all the artists that happen in the daytime. You got Kalani Pea. The guy's so amazing. And I don't know if I hope everyone's had a chance to see him perform, but he puts on a full show.
Yes, he does. He ranges from blues to R&B and Hawaiian music, and he just has his wonderful range from one end of the rainbow to the other. And I've seen him do sound checks where everyone stops working and gives him a standing ovation. And these are the employees waiting for the performance to begin that evening. So just in that case, I can tell you just how talented this person is and what a night it's going to be.
And just in case people don't know, Kalani has been through the Hawaiian Immersion System, worked and did all of his music. In fact, someone said, how do you write your music? And he says, I write everything in Hawaiian first, and then I put it to music, you know, and sometimes I do it in English. Mm-hmm. But he totally is completely, the first time I met Kalani, I was getting ready for the Grammys last year in February up at the Biltmore. And they have a VIP room, and there's like this big glass thing, and you eat behind there in this other room. And I hear someone speaking total Hawaiian and going, who is this coming in that's speaking Hawaiian? And he's just speaking to Hawaiian to his mom and Alan, and he's walking in the room speaking Hawaiian. Oh, that's Kalani speaking total Hawaiian, bringing that aloha spirit to Hawaii. And then he did a special aloha show at the Grammy Museum that night. So he is really a good representation of what you do at the Celebration of the Arts as well.
Right. So he'll be opening up the Celebration after hours on Friday evening. And then after that, we're going to step up the pace a little bit, change it up, and we're going to go with the DJ services of DJ Scotty. And we've got some surprises in that evening as well. Saturday, after the Celebration of Island Taste, we'll talk about that later, but the music at Celebration After Hours will feature the CD release party for Ikaika Blackburn and Nahoa. So that's been long anticipated. Everybody's anxious. That's going to be a go-getter. Absolutely. And you know Ikaika. He'll have his family there. He'll have the hula dancers there. He'll have guest stars. It's going to be one great night of Kanikapila, followed by the multi-talented Josh Kahula and Nuff Said. Now, this is another guy that can range from, you know, Michael Jackson to Kiss to whatever it takes, or everything in between. The guy's fantastic. So that's free. It's all free.
Wow.
The drinks, of course, will be at a no-host bar. 21 years and over, please, with a valid ID, but there is no cover charge.
And John Cruise
to open things up? Yes, correct.
On Saturday or?
I'm going to have John Cruise probably open up on Friday.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, if you didn't make it to First Friday last week, I have to admit, this is right up the street for me, but I hadn't been in a while. But you brought in the most amazing show. John Cruise opened it up. And he just sounded so good, didn't he?
He really, really did.
Boy, did he sound good to be able to see him. And you did a whole little, kind of like a premiere of what's going to be happening at the Ritz. You had a kaka there, Kakaka Brown. And you had these lovely children from the immersion school.
That was for the Punanaleo o Maui, because they have Ho'omau coming up a weekend before us, which everyone should support as well.
Yes.
And these kids, of course, sing from their heart in their Olelo Hawaii. And yes, that evening was just a little bit of, you could say, hors d'oeuvres for the celebration.
It was wonderful. What yes. a treat that was.
And John Cruz volunteered his time. He's living here in Maui now, I believe, and so much more relaxed.
Yeah,
he really is doing great.
He's living up country now. He's uh-huh. loving Maui and mm-hmm. looking healthy and helping Koeo up
yeah,
there
uh-huh.
and getting taking care of the plants and everything. So, mm-hmm. and he's got some great new music too.
Yeah,
he did
yeah.
some of his new songs as well as of his hits, as he will be doing as well at the Celebration of the Arts. And we don't want to forget that the Celebration of the Arts also is an amazing event. Over the years, there's been so many fantastic artists who've gathered there in the walkways, hallways, sideways, upside down ways, all around, any place you can put them. There's been some wonderful artists who've participated in the Celebration of the Arts. And you can literally, even if you don't think and have never tried doing some of these arts before, you'd be amazed how not just children, but adults too, come away with a lovely piece that they never thought they could do before. And you've
yes.
got some interesting variety of artists this year.
And that's what makes the Celebration of the Arts so special, is the fact that you walk in with a lot of questions and you walk out with a lot of answers in terms of what is it, what kind of artist are you? So you get to select which artists you want to sit down with. They'll
mm-hmm.
give you their time and expertise. And you will create something that you want with their methods. And it's free. So that's great. And then
I don't think you've ever had a Wayne Cordage before, have you? I've never seen
did,
that there.
Yeah, we did have it last year, and that uh-huh. was outdoors in the medicinal garden.
Oh, okay.
So every little bit counts. Everything is as hands-on as best possible.
Uh-huh. And what is that, just making a cord from natural?
Correct. But he talks about the strength of the cordage and how to weave it, how do you grow it,
huh.
where do you gather it, how to respect it. So it's not just about getting a cord from Amazon. It's about creating a cord with strength, with balance, with sustainability to make sure there's more materials left in the forest.
Wow.
So it's a lesson, and this year's focus is Makahana Ka'ike. In work, there is knowledge. So all of these things, as simple as it may sound, of making
mm-hmm.
cordage, there is great knowledge behind that.
Mm-hmm.
The simple things of stone carving or reed.
You're going to do stone carving,
yes,
huh?
There's going to be all kinds of activities going on. And
again, you think stone carving would take years.
Well, no. I think the basics will be given by Joaca de los Reyes. And
uh-huh.
again, it's about the philosophy of the stone carving you rather than you carving the stone.
Uh-huh.
And you take away the basics with you, and it challenges you to go out and to go find your own raw source.
Mm-hmm.
And just sit by the beach and think about it and just chip away. And before you know it, you have a toy that will last you a million years.
Yeah, there's such power in stones. I have to say, I always get attracted, you know, if I'm out walking, certain stones do call you. But you said something so wise there, the stone carves you rather than you carving the stone. And any great sculptor, marble sculptor, whatever, will tell you that fact, that indeed the stone will tell you what it wants to be.
Right, and that was a profound statement from Joaca himself when I asked him about what do you do when you're taking your last chip on a finished product and it breaks?
Ooh.
And he says, well, it's the stone carving you. It's not you carving the stone.
Ah, I like that. And Lahala is always popular.
Absolutely. We have,
you know, Lahala weaving with Sabra?
Sabra Kauka, and she's bringing in another kumu from the island of Kauai, along with we have Pohaku Kahoʻohanohano, who will be Lahala weaving, but more on the papale, the hats. Whereas Sabra and her friend coming in will be dealing with making the mats,
mm-hmm.
the Lohala mats, etc. So, but everything, again, is in knowledge. In work, there is knowledge.
Again, you know, it's funny. I had never seen this, but someone told me they had a Lohala cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen a Lohala cowboy hat. It's like, wow. I mean, I hadn't even thought you could do a cowboy hat.
Well, it's becoming so much more defined
mm-hmm.
now. They're making Lohala rings. They're making Lohala bracelets. They're making Lohala necklaces. I mean, it's become such a fine art.
Huh.
It's progressing.
Wow. And this is interesting. You can do Hawaiian weapons, and that's, and you know, going to be an interesting thing. Of course, some of these weapons go way back, and There's been sometimes really antique ones found, sometimes out in the wilds and nature. There's been sometimes people find them. We certainly know in the Native American tradition, people are finding arrowheads all the time. But there's Hawaiian weapons that people are going to be able to learn about.
Yes, they'll be discussing that. And again, it's about showing appreciation because we may think of it as a piece of art in today's world. Mm-hmm. But in a Neolithic age, it was a matter of life and death. It is something that you had to create for you. And so again, these practitioners will be explaining just how important the thought process is behind the weapon, not just having a weapon. But it's the mana that you put into it. And their statement is the more magic you put into it, the more magic you get out. So that's why everything was crafted to be so perfect.
And, I love feather lays. Now, people who do not have, I had a feather lay piece made for me, and people don't realize how much work these feather lays take. That's a real patient practice, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think this quote from Auntie Joanne Sterling is, "With feather art, the real beauty is if you were to turn it inside out and look at the stitching. Then you would just appreciate so much more the time and the patience it took to create that piece of art."
She was such a great lady. I miss her. She passed away about 4 or 5 years ago.
About 5 years or so,
but
yes.
You used to have her come?
Oh, yes, all the time, yes.
Yeah, I mean, her pieces you can see on display, and they're art. They are definitely art. They're not a lay. They're art.
Yeah, she's made some wonderful pieces of feather art, a cape that we have hanging in the lobby, you know, in memory of her.
Do you?
Yes,
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I have to look at that. And it goes on and on. I guess, you know, because there's so much here. And I do want to cover a little bit of your Village Gallery artists because they always provide wonderful things. And there's all kinds of crafters this year, too. And I had never seen the Olena tea bags.
Yes, that
before.
Is something.
That's new, isn't
that's
it?
That's coming from another immersion school on Oahu.
Really?
And they are drying their Olena, make it into powder, etc. They have different mixtures, and people can come and look at the remedies and create their own tea bags.
I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great thing. So there will be a lot of Hawaiian wellness throughout the weekend in terms of Lomi Lomi.
Lomi Lomi is great, yeah. And you have Bula coming.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You'll be back teaching about
La'au
his...
La'au
La'au La'au, correct.
Yeah, but for the plants, the power of plants. And there are not a lot of those teachers left. There's a handful.
And that's why he's so anxious to work with children. Mm-hmm. He's so anxious to share with anyone that will listen. And that is the key to, again, this in work there is knowledge, is he wants to share, but you know, there has to be some interest created.
I got a chance last week to go out on the last day of the tour of the Hokulea.
Oh, nice.
And, oh, my gosh, it was so different than I thought it was going to be. It's a small thing. You think this thing's gone around the world, and you think it's going to be big, and it's not that big, right?
Well, did you sign on as crew member?
Yeah. Oh, boy, that crew member. I talked to the guy speaking was wonderful, and he was one of the captains. But, my gosh, I can't believe what they went through. I bring that up because you're going to have a Hawaiian star chart navigation by Maria Grimes there.
Mm-hmm. And she's one of the crew members.
I was asking about how do they navigate when there's no, when the clouds come in and the fog, how do you know? And it was an amazing thing, you know, how the navigation works even with the waves and the direction of light. And it is an amazing practice.
It is. It's they are a science lab, you know, just in their mind in terms of temperature of the water and what types of fish they're catching and which way. They can see the birds flying or what bird is flying. They'll know exactly how much distance they have between land. So
they were so at one with nature.
Exactly, and everything's a clue for them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing that they were able to do it. And what an amazing story. So you can find that out. And Maria was a captain as well on that Hokulea?
Oh, she's a crew member. I'm not sure what her title is, but she's a crew member. She teaches at Sacred Hearts in Lahaina, I believe. And one of her classes is about the star navigation. So she'll have a star chart there.
Wonderful.
And she'll have representatives from Hui of Akaulua, who, of course, are in charge of Maui's voyaging canoe, Mo'okiha Opi'ilani. So these young kids are amazing to watch and listen to that. And Hawaiian and non-Hawaiian say these words and know the houses of the stars, etc. And it's just amazing to watch them and say, okay, wayfinding is safe.
Well, it opens up another dimension of your being when you make friends with the stars.
Yeah, and it takes away the two thumbs theory where you have to push thumbs, and the two thumbs theory where you're playing your games and you make stars appear in front of you.
Well, he's these talking guys about texting and yeah, playing games. Okay,
correct.
It does take that away because there's so much more out there.
Absolutely.
That goes beyond two thumbs, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when you start to look at the stars, oh my gosh, the wonder! I mean, absolute wonder. And of course, there's wonderful artists you can do hands-on drawing. You're going to have mixed media, hands-on baskets, oil painting demos, a petroglyph art, mm-hmm. and hands-on watercolor. This is part of what the Celebration of the Arts is famous for. And you've expanded, obviously, quite a bit here. And I guess over the years, more and more people want to be involved, right?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do want to be involved. And again, the difference in this is we try to get as much hands-on activities as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And the hands-on will encompass children and adults,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It does.
Yes.
And it's fun to see the kids. You know, it is Easter weekend. And so you see the kids and the family and maybe a father or mother, the whole family coming out. And it's so cute to see them all doing it together.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, of course, one of my favorites, they'll be back, the Nihao. You know, I've yet to do it, and I still want to. The Nihao family is like you're going to a show as well as creating, because they always bring some of their ukuleles and sometimes uh-huh. singing, et cetera.
Mm-hmm,
and very rare to actually communicate and speak with. I mean, to see them actually and talk to them is quite an experience in itself.
Even if you don't understand Hawaiian or speak Hawaiian, it's very cool to be in their presence and
That's
listen
true.
To them speaking and expressing themselves in Hawaiian, and then you'll eventually catch on.
Have you ever been to Niihau?
Have I? No, I wish I could.
I
was invited once, but things didn't turn out. But nonetheless, you know, they're here on Maui, so they're willing to share.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's amazing, really. And it's amazing after all the commercialization and more people that it still has stayed in its own, I guess, respect its integrity.
Integrity and tradition.
Yeah.
And I guess family. And the tradition stays within the family, therefore it keeps its integrity.
Yeah.
I think those three things keep it in balance.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So mm-hmm. that, I'm glad to see they're back. Now, let's talk about food, because what's an Hawaiian celebration of the arts without food, right?
Correct. And we've renamed our food and beverage event, the Celebration of Island Tastes.
Uh-huh.
Because too many people get stuck on this luau thing, and so many people have different visions of what a luau should be.
And then truly, you know, people wonder, because so many people think in their minds now of the commercialized thing versus, and you did it, you did the best luau ever, you know, and you presented that. But I love really how it's evolved. And over 26 years, you do evolve.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
a few years back, you said, listen, there's a different idea we're going to try.
Because
you notice some people like something, some people like another thing. Like, I'm a vegetarian. I'm not going to eat that pork, right?
Correct.
Uh-huh. And, you know, and I'm going to go for some things. And some people wanted the other. And so you came up with this idea. Explain how it's evolved now.
Well, we went back to the roots, per se, and I came up with this theory about the county fair comes to the Ritz-Carlton. So you pay a very minimal charge to get into the door, $15 for adults, $8 for children.
This is on Saturday night.
Saturday evening, yes. And then from there you buy a script at $2 a script, and
That's
you
cheap.
Get to eat what you want to eat.
Wow.
So, for instance, there will be authentic Kalua pig. There will mm-hmm. be kulolo. There will be luau he'e, there will be chicken and long rice, there will be opihi, there will be opai, there will be haupia, there will be poke. So, you know, whatever suits your fancy, whatever suits your pocket,
mm-hmm.
is what you want to go in and enjoy.
And it's still under the tent.
Absolutely. Okay, well,
yeah.
it's under the pavilion, the big
pavilion. Yeah.
So, you know, it's a guaranteed event,
mm-hmm.
no matter what. And I figured it's much better for our local people to be able to come in and do that than
mm-hmm.
charging, you know, a higher rate,
yeah.
and not having to participate. So we want to make sure everybody's included in this.
Mm-hmm.
So a very reasonable fee of $15 to get
That's
in the
amazing,
door,
yeah.
and $2 a script. So it's
no
it's,
one's done this before.
Not in this sense, no.
Yeah.
And we've mixed it up a little bit, because it's not only traditional Hawaiian food that you have, because you will have chicken and long rice, which is not a traditional Hawaiian
mm-hmm.
food. You have kobe
ribs. But it's
ribs.
Kind of local.
Yeah,
well.
it's local. That's why I'm saying it's island taste.
Yeah.
See, now, if I were to say luau and the strict practitioner that I'm with or
you
whatever,
it is, that,
that's
right?
not correct.
Uh-huh.
So I want to make sure island taste, it just allows us a bigger canvas to paint in terms of food and beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And desserts.
Desserts, absolutely. We're going to have the coconut caboose there.
What's a coconut caboose?
It's like a coconut food truck where they have coconut gelato, they have coconut shaved ice, they have fresh cut coconut water.
I've never seen that. What a great idea.
Yes.
Is it really called the coconut caboose?
Yes, it is. They're outside of Honolulu Bay in a tiny little trailer. And I saw them and said, well, this is perfect for Celebration of the Arts.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll be coming. And then we have the Pahukoa family out of Kenai. And they'll be doing coconut candy. They'll be doing haupia and kulolo.
Ah.
So again, you have these side
wonderful
that's good Hawaiian
coconut
side dishes.
Candy out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, for some reason, it just occurred to me, I haven't over the air recognized Richard Ho, P.E.
Oh, geez.
And,
yes.
And I just, his spirit, his falsetto singing, his heart, he was just an angel, and he passed away on Saturday. I'm going to tell you something. I went out Saturday morning. There was the most beautiful sunrise. And over the years, I've kind of learned, for some reason, when someone beautiful, beautiful soul has passed on, I see these either sunrises or sunsets that are unbelievable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I kept taking more and more pictures and videos of the sunrise. I'm going, gosh, I wonder if someone's passed on. And then I hear that Richard at his home did pass on Saturday.
Right.
And over the year, you knew Richard.
Yes, Uncle Richard was a supporter of the hotel in many events. He mm-hmm. actually was a winner for the Namahana Award of Excellence that we present every year. And his smile and the sparkle in his eyes was, and of course his voice.
Yes.
Those three things really put out the real Richard Ho, P.E. And yes, we lost an angel on earth and we gained an angel in heaven.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So to his spirit and another one over the years that we just love so much, one of the biggest and best chanters. In fact, he did many announcements and promos for us here at the station.
Charles. Yes.
Ku'upu. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So many times you'd see him there with his huge, huge head, bigger and bigger head. And he was there with his halau just the year before he passed away.
Correct. And we remember him every single year, of course, with others, yes.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you've had these experiences of this. And part of the experience is also the talks and panels. And over the years, some amazing movies as well. And we can't let the time we have pass without talking a little bit about some of the panels and talks you'll have this year.
Yes, well, the first thing I want to do is talk about the out-of-state film, which will be screening on Friday evening before Celebration After Hours.
Okay.
Starts at 6. Very powerful film. Please come and support this film. Out of State.
Out of State.
Correct. It's just Out of State. And it deals with our Poi Hawaii, our men who are... Unfortunately, they're taken to a penitentiary in Arizona.
Oh.
And it's about them finding themselves in Hawaiian-ness while away in the prison system. And what happens when they come back and try to use that Hawaiian-ness for their future. It's a great, great documentary.
I hadn't heard about this one.
Yes, it played here at the EL Theater and it practically sold out. So now we're going to have it on the West Side Friday at 6 o'clock. Of course, no cover. It's free.
Which room are you going to do that in?
That will be done in our hotel theater.
Okay.
Downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Downstairs. Now, panels, we've lined it up. And again, since the focus is in work, there is knowledge, I've tried to design things here where people have not necessarily gotten degrees in what they do, but they went to the School of Hard Knocks,
mm-hmm.
and they are now being able to express themselves and teach and share exactly what they've learned. For instance... we have one called Nana Ike Kumu, which is look to the source. So I'll have four artisans who can look at a plain stone or bone or wood or reed. And for us, it's a plain, ordinary-looking thing of nature. But from their raw source, they bring forth a beauty, a piece of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So they speak to the crowd about how is it that they choose this raw piece of material.
The mana energy that attracts them and that they understand and communicate
and what tells them to create, what comes out of this raw source.
It's important,
So it's going to be a great time of sharing, understanding the Hawaiian values that go into hard work and why it is so beautiful. We also have understanding our mission. Now, this one it deals with four people who are out there in the community in terms maybe of being a cultural advisor for a hotel or
like
someone.
You?
Oh, yeah. Or
someone. Are you going to be on the panel?
No, okay. I'm not. I'll be busy running around. But then there are others who are just who sat on as a commissioner on other panels and stuff, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's hard for them to walk the line between commerce, community, and culture. And sometimes their mission is understood, and they come under a lot of flack. Mm. So now it's time for them to say, hey, this is who we are, this is who we represent, mm-hmm. and I want you to understand me and what I'm doing.
Mm. And where, if you compromise, and why, and would you, and
correct.
Yeah, what happens when you
right.
have to yeah,
correct.
Stand true to your values.
So it's very hard sometimes because you step a little far to this side, and boom, you get a little hit, and mm-hmm. take it back to the other side, and boom, you get hit from the other
true.
Side. So
yeah.
it's about creating that balance. Another panel coming up on Saturday is this one is coping with youth trying to cope with life.
Mm.
And this one, I heard a discussion with this woman named Penny Marshall. Penny is mm-hmm. an original crew member for Hokulea.
Mm-hmm.
And she works with a lot of youth over on the island of Molokai, and she's made some observations about how youth nowadays, they become troubled. They're not, equipped for failure or dissatisfaction.
Mm.
There's something in them that says, I'm a total failure and I need to check out. And this is what she's trying to provide and share with the adults, as well as Gordon Umikai, who is a Lua practitioner. And he'll be talking, joining her and speaking about inserting Hawaiian values into the children so they mm-hmm. understand that something that fails is not necessarily a failure. What it is just a challenge for you to accomplish it and again.
Absolutely. Winston Churchill once said, every failure is a step forward, is a
Absolutely.
Stepping stone to
right.
your to where you are, to your leading to your true path.
Right.
Every failure we use is a stepping mm-hmm. stone.
And for
we learn from each failure.
And the thought of failing is just part of growing up.
Absolutely. You know? I'm so these are important panels.
Yes, and it's going to be it's contemporary, and it's something that's very important. And one unusual panel we have, which will be very in depth, is called Riding the Same Current. It's about two, again, Hokulea members who are at sea so many times, and they leave their wives and family behind.
Mm,
so
and
now,
they're gone a long time. Yeah,
so they're, Billy Richards and Archie Kalepa will be on stage with their spouses.
We all love Archie.
And they'll be talking about how to keep a balance in life when
it.
One is on the land and one is in the ocean.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left,
okay.
So there's a huge, wonderful site that you can go to for all of this information. It's give us the website.
It's celebrationoftheArts.org.
And if you want to spend the night there, this always sells out. So you probably, if you're going to spend the night, you should probably make sure you book right away.
Well, thank you for mentioning that because it's already too late to book.
We are sold out for good reason.
Yeah. However, hotel has stepped in and offered some Celebration of the Arts package, and this may seem unusual, but yes, call the Sheraton Maui and they have Celebration of the Arts weekend packages.
Amazing.
Yes.
I
mm-hmm.
love that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it survived. It's so much work. I've seen over the years, I have to say, I've seen you work so hard over this project, and you put your heart and soul into it, and everyone respects you. And it's amazing. You know, we just love what you do, and we love what comes out. And it's a major part of Maui, and it's certainly a major part of the culture. You've gotten respect around the whole world and the country, and people come in just for this event.
Well, thank you very much, but, you know, I'm just kind of like the channel.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, from my family to all the ladies and gentlemen of the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua, all the practitioners and artists, they understand the value of this event, and this is why it's a success, because everybody's in the same canoe.
Yes, and you've had that subject for sure. But if you weren't in the canoe there to help guide it, I don't think this celebration would have continued.
Yeah.
So I mean, really from my heart, I mean it. I just totally respect you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned so much from you. And every time I go, I'm just amazed how wonderful this event is. 26 years has never been the same twice, and it's always wonderful. And again, this year it will be. Go to celebrationoftheArts.org, right?
Correct,
and find out all about it, and you do not want to miss it. We'll be talking more about it I'm going to have Kalani in some more too and stuff, but nice. I just wanted to thank you for coming in and taking your time and sharing Manaa with us. We really appreciate it, and we love you, Clifford.
Thank you.
And we will definitely see you at the Celebration of the Arts, and we wouldn't miss it. So everyone get on board and see you Easter weekend there at the Ritz-Carlton.
Aloha.